Hi, my name is Alexis.
Hi, my name is Emmy.
This is Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Alexis and Emmy, two sisters who were at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library last month, picking out some books with their mom. They agreed to help me out with tonight's show, so you're going to hear more from them later on. I'm Julie Berry. We're coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio Dubrig, right here in Elmer, Ontario. Our show tonight is about two chickens and one magician. One of the chickens is named Louise, and one is named Henny Penny. Louise is brave and smart and very, very adventurous. Henny Penny is a little silly. Well, actually, Henny Penny is very, 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 very silly. As for the magician, her name is Alexis. And that name should sound familiar to you, my friends, because Alexis just stood here and introduced our show for today. She has been practicing some magic tricks for a month, and she's going to tell you about that later on. Her little sister Emmy is working on a trick, too. It's time for our stories now. I hope you found a comfortable place. Listen to this. Our first story tonight is Louise, The Adventures of a Chicken. Written by Kate DiCamillo, and the pictures are by Harry Bliss. Chapter 1. Louise at Sea. Louise longed for adventure. She left the henhouse and went to sea, where the water was deep and dark. Louise stood alone on the deck of the ship and let the wind ruffle her feathers. The sailors spoke a language she did not understand. Just as she was thinking that the sea was not quite the adventurous place she had imagined it would be, a pirate ship appeared on the horizon. Louise watched the black-sailed ship draw near. Her heart beat fast within her feathered breast. Here at last was true adventure. The pirates boarded the ship and helped themselves to everything that was not nailed down. This included Louise. "Look," shouted a one-armed pirate. "I have found a chicken." He held Louise up high over his head. "Fricassee the chicken! Fricassee the chicken!" shouted a pirate with extremely dirty hair. "No, no, no, the chicken, she must be fried," said a gold-toothed pirate. The pirates argued loudly about how best to consume Louise. Listening to them made Louise's heart beat alarmingly fast in her feathered breast. "Stewed!" shouted one pirate. "With dumplings!" said another. "Who cares how?" shouted a third. "Let's just cook her!" The pirates were still arguing when a storm began to brew. The wind howled, thunder boomed, rain crashed down, the ship was tossed about on the high seas until it cracked in two and began to sink. Louise saved herself by clinging to a piece of timber. She floated past the pirate with dirty hair. He reached out for her with both hands. "Fricasseed," he said, and then he disappeared into the mysterious ocean depths. The wind stopped howling. The sea became calm. The sun rose. Louise used her wings to paddle. As she paddled, she thought often and quite fondly of the warm, dry henhouse. On her seventh day at sea, Louise spied land. She guided her makeshift craft to shore and hopped all the way back to the farm. She arrived just in time for dinner. "Where have you been, Louise?" asked an old hen named Monique. "Oh, here and there," said Louise. She hopped past Monique. She went into the henhouse and settled down in the straw. She tucked her beak beneath her wing. She closed her eyes, and there, safe in the warm henhouse, Louise slept the deep and dreamless sleep of the true adventurer. Chapter 2, Louise Up High. Still, Louise longed for adventure. When the circus came to town, Louise left the henhouse and followed the bright lights and loud music. She ended up in the line for auditions. "What's your act?" the ringmaster asked. Louise flapped her wings. She clucked. "No, no," said the ringmaster. "What is your act?" Louise strutted back and forth. "Now, see here," said the ringmaster. "If you want to join the circus, you must have an act." "But, mon chéri," said Mitzi, the aerialist, "look at her. See how she moves. She is meant, of course, to be on the high wire." The high wire was actually quite high. Louise walked its length, carrying a pink umbrella in her beak. Far below, people clapped and cheered. Louise looked down at the world and was charmed to discover that everything had become very small. However, too soon, walking the high wire with a pink umbrella became rather mundane, and Louise found herself longing for a little excitement. It was then that the lion got loose. Louise's heart beat fast within her feathered breast. Here at last was true adventure. She became so excited that she dropped the pink umbrella and lost her balance. She teetered. She tottered. She fell. The lion positioned himself carefully. He smacked his lips. He opened his mouth. Louise flapped her wings, and at the last minute she managed to rise out of reach of the lion's jaws. The lion roared. The audience cheered. Louise, her heart beating much, much too fast in her feathered breast, landed on the ground and started to run. Ahead of her, she spied a clown. She leaped atop his head. The clown put his hat on, covering Louise. Safe in the clown's wig, hidden beneath his hat, Louise thought of the henhouse and what a quiet, spectacularly lion-free place it was. She decided it was time to head home. "Goodbye, my sweet coquelin," called Mitzi as Louise left the circus. "Goodbye, my darling, darling, daring chicken." "But you can't leave," the ringmaster said. "We have just designed a most unique and death-defying act." Louise ignored him. She hopped down the road toward home. When she arrived back at the farm, Monique said, "What have you been doing, Louise?" "Oh, this and that," said Louise. She hopped past Monique and went into the henhouse. She settled herself comfortably in the straw. She tucked her beak underneath her wing. She closed her eyes, and there, safe in the warm henhouse, Louise slept the deep and peaceful sleep of the true adventurer. Louise has the ideal life, don't you think? An adventure here, an adventure there, with a nice, cozy, safe hen house to call home when you need some peace and quiet. Remember Alexis? She and I had a chat about what it takes to be a magician. I have a feeling that Louise would be interested in living the life of a magician, performing all those magic tricks in front of an appreciative audience. So I wondered what got Alexis interested in magic in the first place.
I saw a guy in Ottawa and he did magic tricks for us.
Alexis has learned 4 magic tricks since she began a few months ago.
I think my favorite trick was the first one I learned. It's called the rope trick.
One great disadvantage to being on the radio is that you can't see Alexis do her magic trick. So I asked her to explain her trick to you.
No one can know the magic trick rules.
I begged and pleaded with Alexis to please just explain one little magic trick for you.
I can't tell you the secret about magic tricks.
Oh, all right. You've really got to respect Alexis's integrity as a magician. Her little sister Emmy is involved in putting on the magic shows sometimes. Emmy helps Alexis in particular with her bunny trick.
She has to help me. I have to turn around, and then Emmy has to sort them underneath.
So, Alexis, do you have any advice for all the people out in the audience today who would like to become magicians?
Magic is not really easy at first, because you have to learn it and practice and practice and practice.
And now it's time for one last story. This is the silly chicken story I promised you at the beginning of the show, Henny Penny. It's a very old story, but this version's been souped up. It rocks and it rolls. Retold and illustrated by Jane Wattenberg. Stormy skies and whirling winds flip-flapped around the barnyard. Henny Penny scratched about for a tasty bite to eat. When... whack! An acorn smacked Henny Penny right on top of her fine red comb. Chickabunga! Squawked Henny Penny in alarm. The sky is falling! It's coming on down! I must run and tell the king! So she ran and ran. That she-hen, she hustled, she hurried, and she bumped right into that he-chicken cocky-locky, a rooster of fine repute. What's clickin', chicken? Pock-pocked, cocky-locky. Shake, rattle, and roll, the sky is falling, it's coming on down. I'm lickety-split to tell the king. Well, hen-pen, may I flap my feathers and fly with you? Dear dumpling, oh do, let's rock it, rooster. And away they raced to tell that king. They zigged and zagged and sped along when they met up with one ducky lucky and one drake cake. What's buzzin', cousins? Breezed ducky lucky and drake cake. Shake, rattle, and roll, the sky is falling, it's coming on down. Henny Penny saw it and heard it, and it smacked her on her fine red comb. We're on the move to tell the king, crowed Cocky Locky. Creaky beaks, may we flap along too, quacked you-know-who. Sure, shake a wing, let's dart, ducks, and away they raced to tell that king. They buzzed down the road straight into that glam gal, Goosey Lucy, and that he-hunk, Gander Lander. What words, birds? Why so flighty? Squonked Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander. Shake, rattle, and roll, the sky is falling. It's coming on down. Henny Penny saw it and heard it, and it smacked her on her fine red comb. We're full tilt to tell the king, raved Ducky Lucky and Drake Cake. My friends, we cannot finish this silly story because we have run out of time. If you want to hear the whole story about Henny Penny, get on down to your library and borrow the book, Henny Penny, retold and illustrated by Jane Wattenberg.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of
the Elgin County Library
and Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And this show would not have been possible without the brilliant work of Alexis and Emmy. Thanks so much, girls, for a job well done. Tune in to CHPD 105.9 Radio DeBrigg on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 for Check It In, Check It Out. We love it when you listen. I'm Julie Berry. Have yourself an adventurous week.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hab jahan dit Programm geglecht. Ich bin Mary Ham and ich schaff bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben a library in Straffordville, Springfield and Port Burwell and ye can crack die wat ye wollen vorn, die sind alle neu up. Die Öffnerstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ye can auch phone, nenn dot phone nummer as 519-631 Ein Feuersaß 0, Extension 1, 0, 9, wann dir noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit Haupen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.